Hello, everybody. Welcome to another weekly edition of the Triple Clowns. That's right. It's me, the OG, Randall Johnson, alongside the beautiful Sarah Marie, Mrs. Big News, and Tom from Tom and Tom Racing. That's right. We are here. We are going to go over some news. We're going to go over race recaps and Hot Jockey of the Week, sponsored by Fantac. Of course, Tom will bring us that later on. And a very special guest wanted to call in. We haven't heard from him in a while. Satan will be calling in. Fan favorite Satan will be calling in, and I think he wants
throwback
Derby.
He only shows up when it's like around the Derby. After the Derby, we're like chopped liver to him.
Yeah, he's like.
Well, I think it's kind of like it's kind of like Santa Claus and Christmas. You don't hear much about Santa Claus like this time of year. You know, Satan saves up until it's Derby time.
Yeah, oh,
man,
makes sense.
All right, well. I'll take it.
All right, so let's get into it. Let's go. What are we going to do? The news first?
Yeah, we always do.
All right, take it away.
All right.
All right, let's get into it. We have some interesting news about Churchill and Colonial Downs. And no, they are not shutting it down. Oh, they are going to be investing quite a bit into Colonial Downs, which is exciting for them. They're going to be expanding their race days. They're going to hopefully they're aiming to host a Derby prep, and they're going to be adding a number of racing facilities throughout Virginia. They have quite a bit. I think there's already 9 facilities already. They're hoping to add some more. So that's great news. I think everybody was expecting the opposite.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of money in that area. That's why they did it. It's always a wonder. That area in Virginia, I mean, Virginia's got a lot of money.
Horse country.
Government employees, basically. And that's why. It really is. I mean, if you look around Washington, D.C. and around it, we always have the most, because I wonder why. Because we have some, I'll say it, overpaid senators and families and everything like that. So, very rich area there. So I'm not surprised. And they're just going to, they're all about the casino.
No doubt. No doubt. Looking forward to it. Very much looking forward to it. I saw that come out, and just being 5-6 hours away, definitely excited, especially for the Derby prep. So we'll see when they're changing up in the racing schedule. Who knows? Because right now it's such a condensed meet. Looking forward to just seeing this develop over the next few years.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I think everyone's really was shocked by this decision, because they, like I said, I think everybody was expecting the worst.
No, absolutely. I mean, I don't know. We still, let's say, once they, maybe somebody tells them what to do, or they can't do what they want, they're on to bark. Who knows? I mean, it's not like this hasn't been done before. So at least they have a plan. Hopefully, I mean, there is a lot of money. It's small, though. It's a small town. It's not a small town, but it's not like they're near a major city that close, I don't think.
No.
I've been there. It's very nice. You got that Williamsburg vibe there, around there, kind of. Some old Northeast history. It's a cool track. I like it. I haven't seen it since they put dirt in, but.
Yeah. So for this meet already, for this year, they've already expanded it from 21 to 27. They're hoping to expand it up to 50 race days. So
yeah, I think that's 23 maybe, 2000 next year for that I saw.
I'm assuming that, yep, they will start up July 11th.
I wonder what circuit they'll fall into.
Yeah, that's true. What is, like,
because that's a lot of days to really not have a circuit. Or the same circuit they're in now. It's kind of a lot of days, right?
It is. And especially if they're looking for a Derby prep, because as Sarah mentioned, they run in the summer.
Yeah.
So right now it'll be an interesting, will they start running now?
They're Churchill. They'll be like, no one else can have a Derby prep if we don't have one. Meh. That's what they'll do. They'll get one. They're Churchill. I mean, they have the Derby.
Right. Because right now we lose.
They ask for one.
Yeah.
Right now we see a lot of our jocks from Parks and Delaware go down there in the summer. And we lose some of the top jocks to Colonial for 20 days, however long the meet is.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, it's all about purses as well.
Seems sure. Like, oh yeah, yeah. It's
what kind of stakes race you have? Who you're going to attract? Who New Yorker's going to go down? Are you? I mean, if they're racing in the summer and they're Churchill, I mean, it's not that far from Monmouth, really, and people are running away from Monmouth, so maybe that's their play.
We shall see.
We shall see. The last piece of news I was going to mention, there's not a whole lot of newsworthy stuff going on, but South Carolina is actually introducing a bill to legalize ADWs. One of the states, several states that still need to do it, but I think it's great. And they are put into the bill where 10% of the profits will be allocated to a bunch of different programs, from horse therapy for veterans, in which we've talked about on our show before with veterans about how important that is. And also programs for, like we've talked about with who, when we had Eric on our show, programs for the inmates and for troubled teens.
It's great. I mean, that's two great news stories right there. We have a lot of friends of the show. I think our friend El Hombre is even stationed.
He's in South Carolina.
Yeah. So good news. Good news for all around. No arguments here whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, let's get into the races. We're going to talk about the stakes races that happened at Tampa. We had an all stakes pick five that we gave out on our show. We're going to recap those races because that does include, of course, the Tampa Bay Derby. We're going to start out with race seven, which was the Grade Two Hillsborough Stakes, where Bleecker Street unbelievably took the win there. That was such an impressive win. I had him in my picks as, because I just felt there was no
shot.
Wasn't
he like 3-1? What do you mean unbelievably?
Well, just his performance.
It was a decent performance.
You weren't getting good odds by any means on this horse, but followed up by Rocky Sky and Gladys.
Son of Rocky Sky now coming up to second after Gladys. Bleecker Street is starting to get in gear with Jezebel's Kitten as they turn to the top of the stretch. Rocky Sky off the turn. Down toward the inside, Gladys kicks right back. Those two up front with Lady Spitebeer. Bleecker Street starting to roll down the crown of the track. Final furlong left to go. Here's Bleecker Street up on the outside to go to a narrow advantage. Gladys back to second, but Bleecker Street is pulling away. Bleecker Street, she is queen of the Tampa Green. She wins the Hillsborough going away. 3.5 lengths.
Certainly is.
That she is.
Odds on favorite wins Bleecker Street. Fun fact, I worked on a bar on Bleecker Street.
I dated a girl named Gladys, and she came up short just like Gladys did.
Oh.
Or did you come up short?
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, well, let's go to race eight. We had the Grade Three Michelob Ultra Challenger stakes, were Scalding One over Cody's Wish and Dynamic One.
Cody's Wish coming after them. Dynamic One continues to make progress. Going to be four wide as they come to the top of the stretch. Still has to make up three. Wolfie's Dynago still the leader. Here's Scalding right up alongside. Cody's Wish joining them as three of them line up. Dynamic One, Greatest Honor, is getting back into the bit on the outside, trying to rally up. Final 16th to go. It's Cody's Wish. Scalding trying to go with that one. It's down to these two. Scalding digs in. Cody's Wish on the outside. Scalding going to go on to win it. Cody's Wish was second.
Ooh.
Good race.
I'm
just wondering if Tom's allowed to bet on Michelob Ultra stakes.
Well, no, I mean, if you're going to have a race named after a beer, at least have a good beer named after it, for Christ's sakes. Michelob Ultra Light, come on, I'd be embarrassed if I run that race.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, let's go on to race nine. We had the Florida Oaks, where Dolce Zell, what does Dolce Zell mean again?
I said him in the cell phone.
Yes. Not true. Anyway,
I said love cell phones.
Love cell phones. Yes. So Dolce Zell won over Spicer and On Alert.
Roughly a diamond. On Bisou still in between horses as they wind around to the top of the stretch and Spicer takes over. It's Spicer to the top of the lane. A little Love and Luck starting to charge up on the outside, trying to rally into contention. Also right there, still battling away, Princess Elin. Dolce Zell now sees daylight as they have a final furlong left to go. Here's Dolce Zell right up alongside of Spicer. The two stablemates, 1-2. On Alert has made up a lot of ground from the back. Dolce Zell, Spicer game toward the inside. Dolce Zell and Spicer down to these two. Dolce Zell on the outside. Dolce Zell going to go on to barely win it there. Spicer.
Just like a shipper. Well, I think I said that. Wasn't that the Chad Brown? All the angles there. 5-1, I think it opened up at, which was crazy.
Yeah, that was a good race. Then we had race 10. We had the Columbia Stakes for Heaven Street over Ben's Malice and Fort Washington.
I'm going to go to the outside. Gremley brings him to the top of the stretch. Heaven Street up on the outside. Trying to shake loose. Gingrich on the far outside. Wake Surf just waiting for room in behind horses. Heaven Street still right there in that pack as well. The picture changing up front as Heaven Street now goes to the front. Night Jumper, room at the inside for Ben's Malice, who tries to come through. Fort Washington down the outside. Final 16th to go. Heaven Street trying to pull away. Ben's Malice toward the inside. Heaven Street in front, though. Heaven Street going to go on to win the Columbia by a length. Ben's Malice.
Fort Washington was flying at the end there. I didn't see who that
it was. Yeah.
Well, tried for the 1-2. They could run that race again and see what happens.
I really like Fort Washington, and as you alluded to, Randy, stretch that race out a little bit more. We're seeing different results, but hats off to the winner. Little bit disappointed in my pick, but hats off to the winner.
Well, I had the exacta there, so you should have just listened to me.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Yes!
I should have slammed that like button and filed your pick.
Why did you not? Ugh.
Silly.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's go to the Tampa Bay Derby. This is, of course, a win and you're in, where Classic Causeway takes the win over Grantham and Sensational.
Ship-sational on the outside. Trademark looking for room just in behind with Grantham as Classic Causeway comes to the top of the lane in front. It's Classic Causeway off the turn. Grantham still battling away. Trademark in between horses. Irad Ortiz says go with Classic Causeway. They lead it past the furlong pole. Grantham is second. Ship-sational. Trademark. Golden Glider late on the seat. It's Classic Causeway still in front. Classic Causeway inside the final 16th. The sun shines bright on Classic Causeway, who wins the Tampa Bay Derby by two.
Classic Causeway moves, I believe, to be second choice in the Derby Futures, which is funny because why is he still in the Derby Futures if Baffert's supposed to not run there?
That's true.
Let's just want to take people's money, but yeah, Forbidden Kingdom make 5-1 now. I think Classic Causeway dropped to 10. I think the field is 5 or 6 around the same thing. The other 3-year-olds.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
We're going to see Classic Causeway in the Bluegrass that just came out today, Monday, I believe.
Yeah. And I did notice that, Forbidden Kingdom, I think he'll stay the favorite because it doesn't matter what they do. Because I saw all the other horses, nobody wants to come to the Santa Anita race against
them. And again, Randy, I have to thank you. I'll say it every week and every time you bring his name up. Thank you for giving me Forbidden Kingdom when he was over 100-1. My only regret is not putting more money.
There you go.
On my future.
I will tell everybody out there, as well as you, Tom, you're welcome.
Too bad Randy didn't put money on it.
I told everybody to.
Hey, but Triple Clowns. Triple Clowns gear on everybody.
No, I know how much I tried
for everybody from Fantech.
I tried to. And remember, it was like closed for some reason. I couldn't like get it.
I remember you were telling me that.
I forgot. And then after that,
I think you had a race that day or something because you were talking about it. You even texted me, yeah.
He has lots of excuses.
But again, as we covered before, I don't think you can bet. Your phone is like for the first brick cell phone, so you have to probably go to a betting.
I got a Zach Morris cell phone.
How far off? Oh, goodness. Well, that was our races. That was our news. Let's get on.
All right, good stuff. Yeah, we've got Hot Jockey of the Week, sponsored by Fantac. And when I get that Forbidden Kingdom, I think it was 112-1, Triple Clowns gear on me. And that's the great thing about Fantac. All great, great jockey gear. They have Triple Clowns gear, too. So check them out. www.fan-tac.com. We do this every week. It's called Hot Jockey of the Week. Now, this guy, we've seen him before. He's a great, great jockey. We're only 2.5 months in to the season, and this guy's gotten his picture taken 41 times. We all know him. He's got a great future. His wife is a jockey, guy by the name of Trevor McCarthy. This past week alone, he finished in the money 9 times in 2 different states. Had 3 winners and placed in 2 stakes in Pennsylvania at Parks. They call him a hustler for a reason. This guy does a little bit of everything, always does it with a smile on his face. And that is one of the many reasons why Trevor McCarthy is our hot jockey of the week.
All right. Nice.
We miss him out here, but
we get to meet him out here. Nice guy. Good, very good jockey. You know, tall.
He's 5'9". Yeah, I used to see him every day at Delaware Park. He's big. He's too big. I hope he see him at the Delaware Oaks. Slight
so he can, because his height's not going to help him much. But
no, I meant he's growing up. Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. He had a baby recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Beautiful baby. Beautiful baby. Yeah. And Katie, of course, his wife is just they're great.
They're too cute. Yeah.
So congratulations, Trevor McCarthy.
Finally had success in that ruling.
For the coupling ruling.
I mean, like I said, the Ortiz brothers can run in there, but a husband and wife can't. I would say a husband and wife would want to beat each other more than a brother.
No doubt. And when I've talked to both of them before, and they want to beat their brains. And it's like when we had Angel and Aubrey on, Aubrey Green and Angel Suarez, they wanted to, it's all love and it's all love until you get out there on the track, and then I'm gonna beat your brains.
Weird, because talk about taking away like wanting to get married if you already don't. You know what I mean? Or it's something you want to do is, if you're two jockeys, live together, have a baby. Oh, we're not married. Oh, so it doesn't matter.
We're
raising 4 children together, but we're not a coupled entry because we don't have the same, we don't have a marriage certificate. I mean, come on. They're going to get around this shit. I mean, geez.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations, Trevor. And 41 times already getting your picture taken. It's March 14th or 15th, and you'll get there a lot, and hope to see you at Delaware Park this summer for the stakes races, buddy.
Yeah, and listen, Trevor, the most I'm impressed by you, not that you haven't done a great job being a jockey, but the fact that you're traveling so much in the Northeast in the winter, that's impressive.
That's impressive.
That is very impressive, my man.
Oh my goodness. Great.
All right, so that's our hot jockey of the week. So let's get on to it. We'll finish up with, we have a special guest. He's been on before. I don't believe Tom's ever met him. Not on the show. I'm sure he's made a few deals with him before. So let's welcome him back on. And that is the one and the only Prince of Darkness, Lucifer, Beelzebub, whatever you want to call him. We call him Satan here. Satan, what's going on, buddy?
Hello, Triple Clowns.
Hello, Satan.
Hey, Satan.
Hey, wait. Brandy, Sarah, who is that other guy here?
Oh, that's Tom from Tom and Tom Racing. Yeah, he does a show. It's called Off the Rails for us. As, some people actually call him Delaware Tom.
What is this Delaware you speak of?
It's a state in the Northeast of the United States.
Who would I know that's from there?
Let's see, Aubrey Plaza?
Is that a mall?
Elizabeth Shue?
Is that a store in the Aubrey Plaza?
Judge Reinhold.
Plenty of judges and attorneys here, but I don't think there's any Reinholds.
All right, I know. I think you'll know this one. Hunter Biden.
Oh, now I know Delaware. Wow, that Hunter Biden really makes my skin crawl. Thanks for reminding me anyway. We need to work on a design for his role. You could probably use that Reinhold's guy.
Well, no. Now that's out of the way. Why did you really call Satan?
I'm here to give my top 3 Kentucky Derby selections.
I can't wait to hear this. Let's hear.
Silence. Okay. Number 3, Cyber Knife. Out of one of my favorite sires, Gun Runner. You know how I like a good gun runner. My number 2 horse is my long shot. Call me Midnight. Forbidden Kingdom of Darkness.
That's not his name.
Silence!
So, you're going with Cyberknife, Call Me Midnight, and Forbidden Kingdom.
Of Darkness. Yes, correct.
I somewhat see a trend here, guys. You know what? Well, hey, we have his picks. Satan, thank you for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Has it?
Nice to meet you.
Non-pleasure is all mine. Hey, do me a favor. Tell AJ I'll see him at the poker game later on.
Well.
Well.
It's always great to have Satan chime in.
Yeah.
Every year he brings us his derby picks. Every year. But that's the only time he called him.
Yeah.
I'm like starting to get a little angry
towards him. I know. I'm sure Mike Joyce is mad right now.
Oh, you know Mike Joyce is really mad.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's...
You should at least give him a shout out. We tell Satan all the time, like, hey, there's this Mike guy. He really likes you. If you're going to interrupt your show, at least give him a shout out. And apparently Satan's too busy with other things.
You know. Yeah. We'll see. All right, everybody. So make sure you like, subscribe. We do Off the Rails every week. Most weeks we do Off the Rails every week. You'll see it on Tuesday night. You'll see it probably before this. We also do pick shows for upcoming stakes races all around the country on Thursday nights. We have a March Madness bracket.
Ooh.
Check that out, where we take the top 64 horses of all time, put them in 8 horse races in the first round. So then next we'll have four 8-horse races, then 2 8-horse races, then 1 final 8-horse race to determine the greatest horse of all time, which will be a lot of fun. And a lot of other things going on. So hit that like, subscribe button, leave a comment if you want, answer us. Bringing you horse racing entertainment and handicapping.
Both.
You're welcome.
I like it. You're welcome.
All right. See you later, everybody.